celebrating the fire within. In us, there's a bright fire burning. This fire is the core of our being. We are energy, and energy is fire. Fire is a symbol for energy, and energy is always moving, always streaming, and it is not passive like water. It is always creating. What we call matter is basically condensed energy, a creation in time and space made by energy. And this is the fire within us. Energy on a physical level exists also outside of space and time. On the level of energy, this is the level of light. There's no space, no time. Only when you create from out energy matter, then also time and space appear, come into being. So energy is a miracle, and you are this miracle. And yet, energy, our own inner fire, we often lost contact with it. And why is this? Well, because our creative core, our energy, is on a basically not welcome in society. Why? Because energy is always trying to create something, to change something, to move. You can compare it with light. Light is physical energy, but light cannot stand still. It is always moving very, very fast. And our own inner energy is always, is also always moving. It brings change. It wants to create, to do something. And yet the world around us does not want to change. It resists change. And this is why we learn to hold back, to suppress our own inner fire. And yet, we see when we look at the world around to us, that the old structures are not working any longer. They are collapsing. Troubles, problems everywhere. And these problems might suppress you. They might even cause depression, despair. And yet, there is here a beautiful opportunity, a beautiful opportunity to reignite your own inner fire, for this inner fire brings change, a much needed change. Your inner fire is a creative light. And when we think of fire, we think often of destruction, a building burning. But yet, this is not your inner fire. Your inner fire, your inner light, it brings beauty, peace, a new world. The new world that you earned doesn't start outside of you. Just like every real change, it starts on an inner level. And simply, it starts by celebrating your own inner fire, your own inner light. It starts by celebrating who you really are. During your life, you have learned all kinds of things about yourself. From your parents, about how you should be as a boy or a girl, what it meant to be a part in, but how, what it meant to be a part of the society you live in. And you've internalized a lot of these things. And all these thoughts, these concepts, these ideas of the past have suppressed, have dimmed your own inner fire. But now, when there's so much change, when there are so much problems in the world around you, it is time to reignite your fire. Because it's the fire of creation. It's the fire that brings change into this world. It's the fire of hope. It's the light of a new dawn, a new era in the history of mankind. And it's your fire. You are the dawn of this new era. Your inner fire is the fire of hope. Your inner fire is the light at the end of a tunnel. Yes, this is where you are standing, at the end of the tunnel. And other people are seeing you standing. They hear your voice saying, "Follow me. I see the new dawn. I am the new dawn. It is inside us. It's the fire inside us." So, it's now time to celebrate this beautiful fire inside you. to reignite it by celebrating it. It's the fire of hope. It's the fire of a new creation. It's the fire of change. And when you feel this, when you feel this fire, when you are this fire, your heart is filled with hope and joy, for you are sensing what is coming, what you are bringing. And I hope you will join me in the meditation I am now going to offer you. Thank you for listening.